Hi, and welcome to the visualization of your energetics or energies of alignment in action. I want to just remind you, if you are new to meditation or if you're an irregular meditator, that you just have to remember that one of the powerful parts of meditation is that it allows you not to stop your mind, but to focus your mind on something else and to slow it down. So while you do this visualization, do your best and give yourself permission to do it 100% distraction free. So as you listen to this meditation, turn off all electronics, go find a quiet spot. And if you've started this just now and you recognize that you didn't do what you need to do to find a non-distracted physical location or moment, wait until you can have that. If you have children underfoot, this will be a lot harder. If you have dogs underfoot, same thing. If you have spouses or roommates underfoot, all the same thing. Makes it very, very, very challenging. So just keep that in mind. And then what you're going to be doing is finding a comfortable spot to sit. So allow yourself in this moment to hit pause on this meditation if you haven't found a spot to do it distraction-free, or if you haven't created the space for yourself to do that. If you notice that you're really, really tired, that as you listen to my voice sounding soothing, that it might put you to sleep, this may not be a good time either. Sleeping is not the same thing as meditating. I know. I had to learn that in the beginning too. But meditation is present mind consciousness with your body in a relaxed state. So just keep that in mind as well. Okay, so now we can begin. Go ahead and begin with closing your eyes and sort of closing out the external awareness that you've been in, and bringing 100% of your external awareness now to your internal self, focusing your full attention on your breath. Allow yourself to breathe slowly in and out, remembering that you don't have to force a deeper breath than is comfortable. It's really about slowing down the breath. Remember that you are dedicating this time for yourself, and that there is nowhere else to be and nothing else to be doing right now. So I want you to go ahead and in this moment, go ahead and repeat that mantra to yourself 3 times. Nowhere else to be and nothing else to be doing. Nowhere else to be, nothing else to be doing. Nowhere else to be and nothing else to be doing. You are worth the time and attention. On your next exhale, allow yourself to settle in more deeply into your seat. Feel yourself being fully supported underneath and even behind. Notice if you feel comfortable enough to relax your body. If you're not, take a moment and adjust your posture. Perhaps grabbing more pillows, grabbing a blanket if you're cold, laying flat on your back if you feel any tension. On your next exhale, exhale all tension from your head and jaw. Feel yourself putting your jaw in a rest position with your mouth slightly open. Then on your next exhale, release all tension from your neck and shoulders. It's as though your breath has the power to release all tension, physical tension, emotional tension. Now release and relax your forearms, even your hands. Let your palms rest gently in your lap or at your sides. with your fingers nice and open. On your next exhale, allow all tension to be released from your chest. Relax your belly. Release all tension from your back. Feel yourself release any remaining tightness or tension from your upper body. And then, as now you're feeling more relaxed, allow yourself to completely sink into what is holding your body. On your next exhale, feel yourself release any tension, tightness, or heaviness from your hips. Allow yourself to release any muscle holding in your thighs. Imagine releasing tension from your feet and toes. And now that you are feeling relaxed, noticing that from head to toe, your body feels in a state of rest. Bring into your attention in this moment your energies of alignment, the words that to you represent connection to joy and possibility, and you in a space of full alignment. If it helps, draw those words, drawing out the letters of those words in your mind, one at a time. Allow your heart and body to feel, to see, to hear, to know how those words occur to you. You are going to bring the energy, the feeling, the sensations of those words into your life now by imagining that those energies of alignment were in your life and your current circumstances. So together we are going to journey to life as it is right now with no circumstances changed. I want you to imagine that you are in your bed, the bed you sleep in every night, just upon waking up. Imagine the bedding and feel of your blankets, sheets, perhaps your duvet, your pillows. What are the sensations of morning for you? How does that feel as your body is waking up? As you wake up, what are your first thoughts? If those energies of alignment are present, how do you choose and this journey to transition from sleep to fully awake? How do those energies of alignment desire you to wake up? As you move into your day, what is the first action you take to bring those energies into your morning routine? As you're visualizing your day, as you're just getting your day started and you can see it there, are you doing the same actions, but perhaps have a different outlook or feel differently? Or, as you're starting your day, are there new actions that are calling you into alignment? Now you begin your work, or what you do during the day. Notice, how do you speak with or connect with others? What is present as you bring your energies of alignment into those engagements, whether they're conversations, text messages, emails, work meetings, talking to clients, talking to your children, talking to your loved ones? What is your energies of alignment bring to those engagements? as you move through the day, how do you nurture yourself in your work or in those engagements? Where do you push or pause? When you are in action, what are you present to? When you pause, what do you do to get into alignment? Are you sitting at the same place you always do for work, or are you sitting somewhere else? How are you dressed when you're present to the energies of alignment? What music is in the background, if any? Do you have a humidifier on? What are you drinking or eating to nurture yourself? Now the end of the workday has come. How do you choose to transition from work to leisure? What kind of foods do you prepare or order in? When present to the energies of alignment, what does that look like for the shift in focus for the day? Are you in the space of needing unwinding? Is there a place to de-stress? Or do you need play and creativity? How do you bring the energies of alignment to this part of your day in exactly how life looks like right now? What are the actions or the moments of pause in this part of your day? Finally, the day is moving to a close. You are transitioning from being awake and in action to full rest and sleep. How do you choose to move to that next space? How do you bring those energies of alignment to your bedroom? How do you honor the space you need to relax? What do you do to step down and move into the space of rest? Remember the energies of alignment. How could you bring those energies into that space? And as you close your eyes and drift into sleep, you remember all that you saw and experienced in this energies of alignment in your daily life visualization. Take note of what you learned and saw. Now bring yourself back to current presence, bringing your attention back to your breath and body. Notice the breathing in and your exhales. Allow yourself to wiggle your fingers and toes. Allow yourself to roll your shoulders. Move your body in any way in this moment it desires, taking note of how your body feels. And finally, when you feel like you are back in present moment, lastly, gently open your eyes. Allow yourself to write down what you learned. How can you bring more of those energies of alignment into your current life in these exact circumstances you are in? What shift would that create? Take note also anywhere you were surprised by doing the exact same actions, but with a very different perspective or a very different attitude. We look forward to hearing all of what you learned and experienced during this visualization on call 3. Thank you so much for doing the visualization with me.